dropping drops and got y'all watching. Stop it, block tight, keep a Glock like he squeezing. And I'm right on his side, damn bitch, hood certified, pink Ruger tote. And I'm down for the murder, I am not for games. I will ride for my nigga, I will cry for my nigga, I will die for my nigga. I'm real like, close the deal for my, get a meal for my, that's how I feel. When I chill with my, I show my skills to my, I let them drill like Pinky.
Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Europlay.
Okay, wow. What is up all my sexy motherfuckers out there? And of course my special earbuds, because it's time to pour the wine. Speaking of, I would love a chocolate teeny. Because you know it's that time, might.
We might be on chocolate teeny.
Oh, no. That makes me very sad.
I'll take straight vodka.
But you know what? I came with backup tonight. That's it. In case if y'all ran out, because I know you guys had a busy day here at Chocolate Radio. I'm your girl, Miss Sapphire. This is Sapphire's Earplay on the one and only chocolateradio.net. Ooh, it's getting luscious and sexual already in the building. I have two special guests with me tonight. I have Mr. Orpheus Black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. And you know what? I like letting the ladies introduce themselves because you're just a sexual being. I already know. You got the collar going on, Ms. Black.
Well, I'm Indigo Black.
Yes.
I'm his.
Oh.
Pretty much, you know, whatever he wants me to be, that's who I am.
See, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the dynamic. I mean, no, I mean, it's not every day you hear a woman introducing themselves as I am his. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, she is mine. And especially in this day and age, you know, a lot of people are starting to get into the whole power play, power exchange. Even though it's been around for years, it seems like now, especially because everybody's excited over 50 Shades of Grey, and there's a lot of erotica coming out lately with BDSM, and you know, it's amazing how now it's becoming a little bit more mainstream and people are able to actually talk about it.
Right.
A little. I really like that. So your dynamic, I mean, I'm very interested. I am very interested. Now, I've only met Indigo and Mr. Orpheus only about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Only 2 weeks ago. We had a very nice time, as you guys may know. Chocolate Radio turned the fuck up, as usual. More to come, right, Naomi? Oh, she's grinning like, you ain't coming to the party. You done. You are so done.
They should have cut you off. I'm just saying.
I was good.
Yeah, wow, man.
No, you know what? That was actually me on just like a good level. Y'all have never seen me on my limbs phase. They used to call me limbs for a reason. Because when I got drunk, I'd be on everybody. I'd like literally hop like a little, like, what am I trying to say? Like a little rubber band on everybody.
You get just turned up.
Oh, yes.
So hoe hopping.
Yes. Hoe hopping. Yes. Yes. I was hoe hopping. But we're not talking about hoe hopping today. We are talking about exploring the world of BDSM. Okay.
Okay.
We are exploring it. Because now what I've realized in my personal life, I mean, I've always been the one to kind of like explore different kinks and fetishes. But now what I'm realizing is I really love being a sub and a dom, depending upon who my partner is.
Okay.
You like being a sub or dom depending on who your partner is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, I do. I've always been one that I would say is more submissive.
Okay.
But now when, like, in my former relationship, it was a power exchange. We would always kind of
wrestle for top.
Exactly. Hell yes. If we gonna put it that way, we would always find each other, you know, fighting who's gonna be the top, who's gonna be the bottom. But nowadays, now that I went back to men, before
that really
my partner
sounds like a prison relationship.
I mean, it kind of was 2 years. It was 2 years of hell. Good sex, but hell.
Right.
Good sex, but hell. But I've realized now when I'm with women, I'm more submissive than when I'm with the guys. I'm very dominant.
Right.
Very dominant. But I do wish for men to be more dominant with me. I wish for them to get a little rough in the bedroom. Like, I actually have asked guys, please choke me. Please spank me.
I wonder if it's the guys you're picking.
I don't know.
I wonder if it has something to do with being in a predominant lesbian relationship mm-hmm. for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And so feeling more comfortable with women in an aggressive role.
Well, that's the thing.
And then when you started having men back into your sex life, you might have very well been picking men who you had more control over the picking.
Yes.
So that guy generally is not going to be the same guy who's going to then dominate you.
Well, the thing is, I like guys who are, you know, built.
Well, you can be all that,
rough.
But still be a submissive kind
of
guy.
Exactly. Like, out of all the new partners that I've had, out of the new sexual excursions, there's only been one that has been really dominant. The other ones, like you said, I guess the way I've been picking them.
Yeah, Mike Bear will be what you were putting on. Yeah. Because you were, and I'm assuming you had men in your life prior to that.
Oh, right. Way more men.
So, see,
way more men.
I think part of your getting back into having men again, you were picking those that you could have the power over.
Definitely.
Until maybe you felt more comfortable with having men in your life again.
I guess so, because now it's just like, oh my God, how do I pick them? I mean, I've had the ones that have not been good looking, but they have really good sex drive and really good, like, vibes with me. And then I've had the really good looking ones.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kind of wimpy. I'm just like, oh.
I like a man who looks like a man. I'm not really into a pretty guy or that. And I mean, they're great to look at. Ooh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Definitely.
But it's not what gets me going. I want a man who looks like a man. I'm into a dominant type male. I want you to be able to snatch me up by my hair, talk to me without parting your teeth in my ear, and tell me what the fuck is about to go down. And that is my shit.
Now I have to ask you, when did you realize rough sex, exploring that world, was your, like...
You know what? I don't think my sex is rough. Because I don't...
I see Orpheus kind of like...
He has rough sex more with the others than he does with me.
Really?
I don't think our sex is actually quite rough. Because we've dated a girl who... Cleon loving was her thing. If she didn't... After sex, if she didn't have a Band-Aid or something, it wasn't a good time to her.
Really?
Yo, you know what? For real, like... If we open that box, it's going to be rough. Like,
he could be very aggressive.
Like, it's either not rough or it's going to be very rough. So, there's not a halfway for me.
Probably my second couple now in the history of Erotic City Radio / Sapphire's Earplay that I've ever had that have been poly and into that fetish world.
Right.
And if I'm saying anything incorrectly, please correct me.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's better that I rather sound educated and be educated upon than sounding, you know, mm-hmm. offending to anybody of this world. But you guys are my second couple, and it's a very fascinating world to me that, you know, there's different levels. I've heard of the BDSM relationships, and then also of the poly mm-hmm. relationships.
It don't happen often.
Yes.
And damn sure it doesn't happen very often in the black community.
Definitely.
You know, there's a handful.
They're my first of color. Yes. Let me make that very, very clear. Very, very clear. Because I have noticed the different dynamics, of course, with people of color who are exploring this fetish world versus, you know, the Aryan nation or however the Caucasian nation. Not Aryan nation. We're not trying to bring in KKK, but I don't want to say like white people.
Like all three different.
Right.
What was the word we heard today?
Non-whites.
Non-white. There we go. Non-white factor versus the white factor.
Exactly.
You know, nowadays people just get everything ass backwards anyways. It's just right. Like, okay, you're dark, you're white, you're this, you're pale.
You know,
Pinkazoid, whoever the fuck wants to call it.
You know, we view ourselves, well, I'm sorry, I view our relationship as a pioneering type of relationship because we are not the first to do it, but we are the first to do it as openly mm-hmm. as we do. And it, to me, we in the field of BDSM, there I don't think there's a higher profile couple that's an African American couple as we are.
No.
So we're kind of trailblazing in that avenue, and also as a poly couple being together 19 years, you know, and lived a life where we're talking about living 24/7 dynamics. I don't know very many people who A, live that way, and B, are out with it. So it comes with good, it comes with bad, but the thing is I really believe that my wife and I, you know, have bared the brunt of it, good or bad, and I think yeah. we set the trend, you know?
Definitely. And I'm glad that, you know, you guys are that face, because you look at it, and you guys, you're not wearing, like, the leather chaps. You're not wearing, you know what I mean? Today, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There are some doms and some misses out there that only wear the latex. The leather.
I can guarantee you mm-hmm. usually that is when they're out.
Okay. Right.
You know, it's the clothing that they wear when they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you probably aren't wearing that when you're chilling in the house.
Right.
But
latex too expensive and hot.
It really is.
You be sweating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I've seen a couple that have come through and I'm just like, oh my God, how the fuck?
Right.
Well, you know, also a lot of when we go out, we are dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate other people when they go out to the BDSM event or the dungeon or whatnot, and they take the time to dress as opposed to the person who shows up in their shorts and a tank top
yeah.
and some flip-flops. Because part of what's the atmosphere is also the clothing and what people look like, and you can dive into what's happening better.
Mm.
Yeah. They're part of the aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know, like when you see a porn movie, you know, and there's a group of people, there's people in the background, there's people here. They're part of the other people are the part of the set. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's how I view everybody else around me when we're at a club or doing something in public. You know, all these people are part of my fantasy. They're set decorations for me.
And I would like them to adhere to the uniform.
Exactly. Don't show up in flip-flops and in a tank top at the dungeon. You know what I mean? Because you're fucking it up for me.
Now, what is the difference between the dungeons, the clubs, and I'm trying to think. I've heard of other. Okay, let's just talk about the dungeons versus the actual clubs.
Okay, so there's lifestyle dungeons, and then there's fetish clubs.
Okay.
All right, so fetish clubs are governed by the rules and regulations that the club is governed by. So United, mm-hmm. so the city. So whatever the city says goes is what happens in the club. So it's usually no nipples exposed. You know, they have to wear full bottom underwear, and you know, there's only a certain limit they can go. No blood, no bodily fluid. Same thing you would have in any other.
Yeah, no sex.
No sex.
Really?
And yeah. Some places, no simulated sex.
No simulated sex. Okay.
Now, what would be considered simulated for them?
If you give a fellatio or thrusting into the other person.
Really?
Even though you're fully dressed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
basically what people would say on the streets, dry humping.
Yeah, no
right.
humping.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
No humping.
And I never knew that.
But that's a public club. That's okay. where like your local club has a night that's a fetish night. Mm-hmm. Okay, because they are establishment, they serve drinks, they have to be maintain a certain level of sanitation.
So and for those who don't know this, also there is the rule when you go to strip clubs, for instance, if they serve alcohol, you're never going to find a strip club that's all nude that serves alcohol.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
That's like
okay, it's always topless.
The simulated sex was at mm-hmm. we performed at a
strip club.
Strip club,
and really,
you can't do any acts that look like sex.
Really? Right.
Exactly.
Wow.
So a club, a lifestyle club is usually one where it's in a private location and it's by invite only, so it's a private thing. So they basically can do whatever rules they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the one that we go to, Lair de Sade, is anything goes as long as consensual.
Okay.
But you are subject to whatever rules and regulations are at that dungeon. So usually when you walk in, they make you sign a paper. It says, nobody ever reads it, but says what the rules are. And a lot of dungeons right now, you can't have sex, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do pretty much everything else. And like I say, if I want to have sex at a club, I want the option. So I don't go to a lot of the other clubs unless I'm getting, you know, doing a show or teaching a class.
Ah, very nice.
You know.
Now, do you guys often teach classes around the LA area? Like, if any of our listeners right now are saying, oh, I would love to come to a class.
Oh, yeah. We're teaching at the Stockroom, JT Stockroom, on the 15th, which is this Saturday.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice,
and nice. We'll be there at 3 o'clock to 6 teaching erotic fire play and black tie bondage.
Very nice. And is there like a fee or?
It's $10 to get in. That's it.
Very
but
nice.
It's filling up fast. So if you guys get the opportunity to go to stockroom.com, look at Stockroom University, click on the link and make sure you RSVP by buying a ticket. Because if you don't, you probably won't make it. We already have more than 50 RSVPs.
Wow.
Okay. So that's just goodness. The RSVPs. We don't know how many have actually bought tickets yet.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you want to come down and learn a little something about it, be out in the crowd, watch a little show, watch our performance, and see something you probably have never seen before, definitely come out to our show.
Very nice. Now, there's other, I've experienced, not yeah, so much
you the are experienced.
No, you know what I have to say, when it comes to this world, I've only experienced a very mild taste of it. I've never been to any of the dungeons. I've only experienced like a field trip to the Armory up in San Francisco.
Okay.
But what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I watched things happen. I, for one, I've seen things done. I'm like, oh shit, no. But now as I've gotten older and graduated and kind of like now I'm like understanding and getting to talk to people like yourselves, now I'm curious. I want to get into more of like the rope play and just like
the role play or the rope play?
Rope. Okay. Definitely rope, not roll. Yeah. Roll I like.
You mean like rope?
Yes.
Get
when
rope.
It comes
bondage.
Right.
Bondage.
When it comes to bondage, I strongly recommend you need to find a class
mm-hmm.
because there are places that if you place your rope, you can cause injury.
Right.
To the
right.
And so the more I was reading up on it, you know, doing my research before I got here with you guys today, I mean, I never realized the regulations and the rules, and I was looking at checklists online, and they are really, I mean, I've done some amateur shit, and I'm like, holy fuck. You know, luckily I was with the right person, because I probably would have been dead.
Right.
If it was with somebody else, to be honest. Because like you said, you know, there are those points and pressures, and circulation uh-huh. gets cut off. I mean,
it's like, if you just like to yeah. tie down, and you're just at home, I would probably recommend like silk scarves or something mm-hmm. as opposed to rope if you're not gonna learn
right.
anything and just wrap around the wrist. And
I've done the whole cheating with the bondage tape. Like I got bondage right. tape from Pleasure Chest. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out Pleasure Chest.
Yes, love the Pleasure Chest. They know me on a first name basis now. I'm happy.
Hire me over at the Pleasure Chest.
You guys need to teach a class there.
You know what? It is so hard, and this is, I'm not going to say that any specific possible advertiser here on our station would ever do this.
Yes.
But it's really hard to find really high profile venues that want to hire A, male mm-hmm. educators,
mm-hmm.
B, BDSM and fetish educators, black educators.
It's hard.
You know, because as soon as you wind up saying that, as soon as they bring in the black educators, people automatically assume it's a black thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they feel like it's alienating their market. And I totally understand that. But you have to open it up to a broader audience. And the people who want the knowledge will come regardless of their nationality, their mm-hmm. background. If they want the information, they'll come in. So I think offering something different, something unique, should be something that they're looking for. And unfortunately, a lot of the higher profile places have not opened the doors for that yet.
And it's crazy to me that it blows my fucking mind that they won't do that.
I agree.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, and everybody out there who's listening, and by the way, if you want to chime in and you want to ask some questions, because they're dropping some serious knowledge, and we haven't even really gotten in deep on some things. We haven't gotten kinky yet. But you can call us here at 661-312-8580. And I'm all for, especially equal rights, and I'm all for, especially in the world of sexuality, there's not many faces to anything in sexuality. Most of the times, I mean, all my educators in my human sexuality courses, they were all white.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only had one Asian professor, actually Filipino, and that was it. Even the faces in the classroom who were studying, one or two people of color.
Right.
Everybody else, predominantly all white, female. I mean, the only thing that was running for us was the LGBT.
You know what? But let's look at it like this. People of color, according to the media, only have an atypical type sexuality.
Right. Everything right? else is taboo.
Well, not only that, let's look at it like this. The way you figure out who you are sexually is either by your parents, your friends, or by your media.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you see black men, black women, it's hypersexual masculinity, right. bordering on misogyny. Right. Or you see women who are being sexualized or the sexualizer.
Yes.
So that's the only realm of actual sexuality you actually see. So when kids grow up and they feel that, oh, I have these certain urges, but I must be the only one because I know none of my friends, they'll admit it to it. You know, my family doesn't do it or won't admit to it. And they definitely won't show that in the media. So I must be the only person. And those people live in misery until they figure out something else.
Definitely.
Right. So, of course, we're not going to see more human sexuality people because black people have, according to the media, no sexuality.
And it sucks. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, we are going to get a little more kinky because I definitely want to talk about some role play submission.
Role play. Oh, okay.
We're gonna do role play in the second. I love him. you're like, oh, I want to get to the role play already.
I don't care what we do.
Woo!
Long as you invite me.
Oh, of course. You can come on anytime. But we're live here with Orpheus Black as well as Miss Indigo Black, and I myself am Miss Radio Sapphire, aka Sapphire, aka the craziest fucking chick on radio. At the moment, I don't think anybody else can top me on that one. But we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Take us out on the song. Or we got
La Friday Night Life.
Ooh, that's what I like to talk about. All right. We'll be back with some more BDSM, fetish play, role play, all that good stuff. Role play included, Orpheus. All right. Here we go. Okay. So I definitely want to play a game with you guys, by the way. It's called The Dirty List. Let's see.
Just mark us down on most of it.
well, you're going to have, I'm going to give you some words. These are some real fetish plays, apparently. And you have to explain what that sexual act is.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know everything.
So we're going to see how dirty are you guys.
Up.
Oh my goodness, we are back. This is your girl, Miss Sapphire of Sapphire's Airplay, and we are live at chocolateradio.net. Thank you to everybody who's listening on Live 365, watching on Ustream, and then, of course, gonna listen to the podcast later on that I always upload by about 2 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, because I don't like to sleep. I don't sleep, y'all. Got a fucking problems with the sleep. But we're here live with Indigo and Orpheus, or Orpheus and Indigo, however I may introduce you guys. Black. Orpheus, yeah. And Indigo Black. And Orpheus, during the break, some people said that they can hear us talking, but Orpheus tried to swipe my chocolatini. When I just found out.
Yeah, like we was talking about something juicy. We was just talking that about
something. That wasn't a trying. I was just helping you be a better host.
Everybody knows I'm a better host when I have a couple drinks in me.
Okay.
That's the worst thing about it.
Well, I'm just ready to go for straight vodka at the moment.
Oh! He's trying to turn up on a Monday night.
I've been here since 5 o'clock.
Okay, that deserves... I'm surprised the weed men didn't drop you off like a little blunt or two.
You know what? I'm trying to quit.
We was trying.
They were trying?
We was trying.
Shit, I'm surprised. I was like...
The dog pound was on it.
I was like, okay, I have my vaporizer, but it doesn't have any weed. It just has tobacco, and I don't like to inhale. I'm one of those. I don't like to inhale tobacco, but I'll inhale some weed.
That's what all the girls say.
Oh, honey, I'll do it right now. Blaze it up. But we are live right now. We are talking about BDSM, fetish play, all that good stuff, rope and role play, getting on to the kinky side, because apparently it's not kinky enough just yet.
No.
Not kinky enough just yet.
You haven't even scratched the surface.
Oh, I like scratching. Can you guys give good tips about like good scratching, especially for those like myself that have to wear constantly fake nails? Don't mind my nail polish. I had to rub it off.
What do you mean good scratching?
Good scratching. You know, some people are like, oh, you don't scratch hard enough. Or, oh, that's not scratching. I don't have nails to begin with.
You know what? Indy's actually a professional scratcher. She scratches herself all the time.
Really?
She scratches herself raw.
I do. Ooh. It's a problem. The funniest thing is if I don't have my nails done, then I usually scratch myself up the most.
Really?
If my nails are done, then that's not usually a problem.
Yeah, see, when I get my nails done, I'm very scared. Like, I might leave a nail residue.
Right. That's nasty.
It is!
Okay, if you want to be sanitary, one of the things you can do is go down to your local guitar store and get banjo picks. Really? Put them on your nails, and then, I mean, just sharpen them up. Not too sharp, just enough, and put a slime on your fingers, and then scratch yourself. Or scratch somebody else.
Ooh.
Real simple.
I like that.
You know, banjo picks probably about $10, $10 for five.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to Guitar Center and get me some banjo pickers, and then I got to go find myself a little, excuse my French, but a little bitch boy to scratch.
Wow.
I think that might be why you aren't finding.
Exactly.
I don't call him that.
Say bitch boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And I don't think that's the guy who's gonna.
No, that's gonna
push your head. Push your head to the.
Well, see maybe, what I'm talking.
Maybe if you call him a bitch boy, he might mush your head.
Okay. Like I said, there is one boy. I'm not gonna say his ass on air, but there is one that could be like really dominant and forceful, and I'm just like, holy Jesus. There is no wrong. Like, you could suffocate me and I won't give a
suffocate.
Fuck. Yes.
Suffocate. What is with black people not being able to say suffocate?
What? Suffocate.
You said suffocate.
Oh, whoopsie. Suffocate. I want you to suffocate me, please.
Oh, okay. I'll be happy to.
No.
After the cameras go off, don't worry about it. You're at the bag. We'll take care of you.
Oh, God. But I feel like, I do like to be chosen.
Feel good about this because I usually get paid to do this.
Oh. Well, I mean, we could give a little lesson today. I mean.
We couldn't give a lesson, but I could give you a demo.
Okay, we can do a little demo.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Just lightly, you know, we don't want to.
No, lightly. See, here's the thing that people don't understand about breath play.
Okay.
Okay. Breath play is only breath play if we're going to a specific point, twilight or complete out. Okay.
Ooh.
So here's the thing: if I put my hand around your neck and you call that breath play, that's not breath play. We're just being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's taking control. I'm seizing a control point. Okay. So if somebody, anybody, if an attacker put his hand around your neck, he'd be trying to control you. You know what I mean? If somebody, if the police grab you and they put their hand around your neck, they're trying to control you. In a sexual situation, if I'm trying to give you Twilight, which is an altered state, which actually activates the norepinephrine, the dopamine in the system, it can be just as powerful as cocaine or marijuana on your body.
Holy shit.
Okay. If that's what we're trying to do, that's breath play. Okay. And there's no halfway doing it. You know, you either have to do it to those points and beyond, or don't do it at all.
I kind of want to experience the Twilight. Okay. Because the way that you describe it, it sounds very euphoric.
It is euphoric. As a matter of fact, most people who go out, A, don't remember going out, don't remember coming back, but they do remember the hallucination or the dreams that they have in between.
What the hell?
Wait,
hallucination?
Back it up.
Exactly. Rewind. Wait a second.
See, the thing that people don't realize about BDSM is it's psychosexual.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and it's called the thinking man's sex for a reason. Because what you're doing is I'm taking away your filters. Okay, all the stuff that you were taught that's wrong and bad and all this other stuff, and we're tapping directly into your primal self, your actual human animal. Okay, so what we're doing is activating all the things that your body would need by other means, like cigarettes, you know, alcohol, mm-hmm. all these other things, to help your body produce the chemicals that make you feel that way anyway.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because ecstasy just, you know, gets your neurological chemicals flowing.
Right.
The actual chemical doesn't get you high, right? So when I choke you, and your body's saying, okay, let's just go ahead and take a little rest. Let's just keep all the basic systems operating and play a movie for her while she's out. That's essentially what happens.
Okay, so how long have your partners been out in that state?
Okay, generally, if it takes them 8 seconds to go under, it takes them 8 seconds to come back. But 8 seconds, if you've ever fallen asleep and you thought you just closed your eyes for a second, mm-hmm. you know, and you were out a lot, you felt like you were out a lot longer, mm-hmm. that's usually what happens. It can feel like an hour, okay?
Right.
But holy you're shit. Really out for basically 8 seconds to 10 seconds. The most I've ever had anybody go out is about 12 seconds, and I was shitting myself at that point in time because that's going into an area where it could actually be a different issue.
Okay. Now, Indigo, do you like breath play?
I do. My favorite is Twilight because mm-hmm. it's that in-between stage of not out, but definitely not coherent with the world.
Right.
And you can linger in Twilight you can keep Twilight up for a while. As a matter of fact, Twilight can, he can produce Twilight and then walk away and you still have and then come back and do that again. You'd be like, and the intensifies
yeah.
each time you do it, but never actually achieving out.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
I'm kind of very I would ask for a demonstration between the two of you, but I don't know how comfortable you guys would be displaying that like right now.
I don't know if we can do it right now here whatever.
Well, I mean we can. Here's the thing.
As long as you're not getting naked. That's what the thing is.
I mean, the thing is we can, but I don't want people emulating what we do because what we do is dangerous.
Okay.
Right. It's a lot of, he's done a lot of research. Mm-hmm. He used to teach classes on it. It was a lot of time, energy, effort, education. Mm-hmm. A lot goes into it just because what he does looks very easy.
Right.
It looks like anyone can do it, but that's not the case. It's
definitely
not the case. It's unfortunately not very many people offer mm-hmm. it education-wise because of the legal issue,
mm-hmm.
but it takes a lot.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying, we all know that, I think everybody's had their hand around somebody's neck during sex.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's part of the thing. We all know most people are doing it, but we're not teaching anybody how to do it safely. Right? So, it's like saying we all know how to have sex, but if we don't teach them how to have safe sex, they won't have sex.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really one of the dumbest things I've ever dealt with in the BDSM scene.
And can I say, it also, I feel, plays like a role of devil's advocate, because how many erotic asphyxiation deaths do you hear about mm-hmm. because something went wrong? I mean, look at...
Well, you don't see a lot.
I mean, well, you have to find it.
Well,
I mean, but it's still prominent.
There's a difference between autoerotic asphyxiation and erotic asphyxiation.
Okay, let's talk about those two.
Okay, autoerotic asphyxiation means I'm doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason people die generally is because the mechanism that's supposed to free them once they've passed out fails.
Right.
Okay. Erotic asphyxiation happens with a partner. There is no fail-safe when you're with your partner unless the partner is actually trying to kill you,
mm-hmm.
because all they have to do is let go. You know what I mean? It's really simple. So there's not a lot of deaths when it comes to that unless someone does it improperly.
Mm-hmm.
So now look at it like this. How many UFC fights or how many Ultimate Fighting things have happened thus far, right, where people have been choked out?
Yes.
And how many people have died? Okay, one, and it wasn't as a result of the actual choke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you look at all the judo, all the jiu-jitsu, all the schools that are around all over the country, all over the world. How many deaths have you seen as a result of choking, where someone, you know, waits, they go out, and then they let go? Not very many. So the idea that we can actually teach this in a safe, sane, and consensual environment is there. Okay, what's happening is people don't want to take on the responsibility of, I'll get the one person with the medical condition and they're going to die and their people are going to sue me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that you may save a whole bunch of other lives because somebody put too much pressure on the vagus nerve and they had systemic cascade, or they broke the hyoidal bone accidentally, or pushed it through their larynx and now it's cut, or they crushed the windpipe because they're putting too much pressure here, or they slipped a disc or severed the spine because, again, wrong hand placement or something along those lines. We could avoid those if we just sit down and talk about it safely.
There we go. I feel like, honestly, it needs to be taught more. It needs to be taught. Because, like I said, it brings me back to, you know, you hear about high-profile cases such as Robert Carradine, for instance.
Is it David Carradine?
Oh, David, there we go.
Robert Carradine is his son.
His son. Right. So David Carradine, who passed away, I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago, and they found him.
Autoerotic.
Right. Of autoerotic.
My whole thing is choke with a friend. I don't think it's something you should do alone.
No, definitely. And I mean, you've seen it in mainstream. Like, I remember there was an episode of, first it was Nip Tuck, and then it was 6 Feet Under.
South Park.
I don't watch South Park. I watch.
No kidding.
Please, the only thing closest to South Park was the movie that I watched. Right. That's about it.
Okay.
But like, I'm like one of those dark assholes. Like, I like to watch some adult dark shit. Like, give me some 6 Feet Under, some Revenge, some motherfucking Boardwalk Empire, where they also had erotic asphyxiation. Not erotic. It was more erotic asphyxiation.
Not autoerotic.
Not autoerotic. Well, I mean, even though he was the one that put the belt on, he did have the partner.
Well,
pull on it.
Were they? Because I haven't seen those.
Okay.
Was it? You know, did the person live afterwards?
None of in Boardwalk, he lived. In 6 Feet Under, he died.
Of course, it's 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, 6 Feet Under. How it happened was this guy was He was already one of those guys that were suffering from, I think is it echinacea, where you're addicted to gym life?
Okay.
I think that's what it's called.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And so he was addicted to the gym and he got off after having a nice workout. He would choke himself with a plastic bag and jerk himself off to the point. And what happened was that he was on one of those doing one of the pull-ups and cut himself, basically cut the circulation off, lights out, done. I think in 6 Feet Under, I mean not in 6 Feet Under, in Nip Tuck, it was kind of like how David Carradine died, with the closet, hanging himself to the point of ecstasy, and then bam, you're okay. Dead. And then, like I said, in Boardwalk, he would put the belt around his neck as he was coming in the chick, and she would pull him to the point where he would just turn black and blue, and then he would release.
Okay.
Yes. So that's what I mean. Like, there's a lot of these mainstream movies and television shows that are coming out, and it's like, okay, well,
I mean,
people are like, what the fuck? But that's with anything in sex, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's been some really other movies throughout time.
Yeah.
Where they had
9 1/2 weeks.
Yes.
What was that one with the address that had something to do with was the White House or something? Wesley Snipes. I don't remember.
Oh, Murder at 1600.
Yeah, whatever. Yes. I mean, that, he was choking her.
Yeah.
And obviously, they did stuff outside of the box because she was uber excited until he decided he was going to kill her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sex can be very raw.
Yes.
Very animalistic. It can be very primal, just, you know, basic things. And for some, it can be slightly aggressive. And putting your hand around someone's throat or choking them, even if it's just to pull them into you to get closer, you know, it happens. It's not always necessarily to the point of the other person passing out. But sometimes there's a little bit of there's
that place to it. And see, that's what I like. I like it. Like, if I'm getting fucked, okay, there's a difference. Everybody should know the difference by now. You're either having sex, you're making love, or you're fucking. Okay, right. And when I'm fucking,
it's a little more.
Hell yes,
fucking down and dirty.
Yeah, it's like, please slam me against the fucking wall. Let me have some bruises. I don't give a fuck. This is what I want. Choke me out. To an extent, I do say yellow, and if you don't understand what yellow is, then I'm saying, well, let go.
I'm gonna give you a tip that I usually don't tell anybody, even in my classes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you're being choked and you're able to say yellow, you're not being choked right.
Oh.
Right? Because the person, they're squeezing on everything that they shouldn't be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's really what it comes down to. So, you should not be able to say yellow. And one of the things I used to teach in my classes is that once you agree to breath play, there is no taking it back.
Now, how do you perform a safe word then?
Well, you don't.
But all of that has to have taken place
prior to
doing
it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said. You have to talk. Once you consent, that's it. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, even if you want it, your body is going to say no. Your body's going to pull at the hands. Your body's going to try and get away, even if your mind's in the game. So a person can't know whether you're saying yes or whether you're saying no. All they know is that prior to this, you consented to go on this journey.
Right.
Right? So if they're doing it right, you shouldn't be able to say very much. You should be like, and you're gone. You know what I mean?
Shit.
I could put people out very fast. And like I say, you should start going out in about 4 seconds, right? So getting the thought, forming the word, it should be all over. The only thing that's going to happen next is you reaching up to touch my hands, and then that should be it.
Okay.
Right? So there is no... when it's done right, there is no other thing. You know, there is nothing else to go into. So, other than that, people are pushing on the wrong thing. If you feel pressure in your neck and you don't feel dizzy, there's a problem.
Okay. See, I've never honestly felt dizzy. I felt pain.
It's been done wrong.
Yeah, because, like, I know, personally, like, my sweet spots are... Oh, here we go. They're going to know now. My sweet spots around my neck... or like near my earlobes, and then right about here.
That's wrong.
Well, see, because you don't want to be messing with this. Also, but behind your ear, like right in here, the jaw and everything, there's a cluster of nerves there that they use in martial arts.
Yeah.
You hit there because that causes pain.
Right.
So, like, if you, and it's easy to hit there if someone's hands are large or whatnot, even if they're not aiming, to where they might be pushing everywhere else fine, but they happen to be hitting that cluster of nerves right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you are feeling pain.
Yeah. I mean, now that you guys talk about it, I'm like, holy shit, where the hell were you guys? About 6 months ago. Because, like, even like when I, oh God, everybody's going to love this. So last week I talked about my encounter with fucking God. This guy wanted me to call him God and puts a pillowcase over my head and proceeds to try to choke me. And he got so scared because first, we fucked on the Lord's Day after the chocolate radio party, or attempted to fuck. And second of all, he said that he didn't want to get into the dominant play just yet because he didn't know what kind of girl I was.
Wow.
And I'm like, really?
I don't understand dominant play, though.
Yeah, you know what? I don't get it either, because this dynamic is us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know some people are very dominant people, some people are not.
Yes.
And maybe, you know, they... Someone's more in control in the bedroom, but to call it dominant play for me, I don't understand. I don't. Yeah. I'm not. I just don't understand.
I mean,
what would you guys call it? Would it be called power exchange or power play? Or?
I honestly don't know what you're doing.
I mean, okay. So this is why. Okay, so
just playing.
Yeah, I guess you could just say playing. Now, one of my favorite sites, yourtango.com, they have two articles. And it's, and then we're going to be taking a break after this. But they have an article called How to Be Submissive in Bed, and then, you know, How to Be Dominant in Bed. Now, you guys can agree and disagree.
Okay.
And you can tell me where they fucked up on.
Okay.
You
know, okay.
Let's talk about that. Because let's face it.
Let's not say fucked up. Let's say how it contrasts with the reality of real life DS relationships.
Right. Because... Let me tell people right now, if you are taking sex advice from Cosmo, throw that shit out the window. Automatically. Cosmo doesn't know shit.
I just read a great article.
Okay, they sometimes, once in a while...
Every now and then they get something good.
Exactly. But then half of their sex shit, I'm like, why the fuck did I spend $30 on your fucking piece of shit book? Right. Why the fuck did I spend that time... 30 minutes being so invested in this, well, and then I get contradicting. I
think their point, well, other than to sell issues,
yes,
is I think it's more like, ooh, spice up your life with this.
But let's be honest, some of the shit, it's like either it's not fucking possible for the average fucking American, okay? Because what if you're in bumfuck North Dakota, you don't have a pool, you don't have a bathtub, and they're saying,
you don't
spice-
have a bathtub.
Yeah, you probably just have like a regular shower, like a standing shower, and they're like,
make it seem like motherfuckers in Dakota got outhouses and shit. You're in the outhouse, and you want to spice up your love life.
But they're saying, you know, go in a pool, and you're gonna fuck this woman in this position. What if you got a water phobia, and you're telling people, and people think this is like the fucking Bible or something, and they're like, well, Cosmo told me to do it.
I think Cosmo specializes in giving not real advice.
Yes,
I think they don't want anybody to try anything, and I think. It makes people who are sex educators or really avid sex people say it's bullshit, we don't read it, so nobody can contradict what they have to say.
See, I read it to get a kick out of it. If it was me, I'd be making a shot game out of that fucking issue. For every fucking dumbass article, I can tell you in 15 minutes, I'd be drunker than a motherfucker.
What?
Because some of their so-called kinky relationship tips, let's be honest, they're not really that kinky. That's why I am going to go see it. But I am so upset with this 50 Shades of Grey, because you're going to fuck this shit up, even though that is the worst book in erotic
books. I think, because there's a big debate on it between People My Style and whether or not she was a great writer or whatnot, which is neither here nor there. I think what gets missed is this is smut.
Yes.
And it's how much I read smut. I read smut.
Hey, honey, I do too. Give me some smut.
And not all of them are good.
Yes.
And you know, but that's not why I'm reading it. Let's be honest.
You're
reading it because right now I can't physically diddle myself, so I'm mentally diddling.
There you go.
I mean, let's be honest.
And nothing sexier than diddling that brain every once in a while.
And really, they don't engage in the lifestyle. They do something else.
Yes.
And something else is happening. It's a different relationship. And yes, he has his issues and she has hers. And
right.
They come together and everything works out for them.
At the end of the day.
Right. But I mean...
That's not how it fucking works.
But if you picked that book up and was expecting reality...
Yeah.
Then boo-boo, that's on you.
And you know what? And you know there's a lot of people out there because... Let's see. The book came out, 2 years ago? And especially last summer, I remember I was one of the people, I was one of the statistics. I was like, you know what? The only thing closer to smut I ever read was Zane novels. I never read, like, no offense, I didn't read a lot of white author erotica because a lot of it to me was just so fucking bullshit. I'm like, I'd rather go masturbate to fucking Skinamax and their fake ass porn, and they could tell me that's some
We don't get along at all because I love Skinamax fake.
Porn. I'm saying
I call
that
it belly porn because all they do is rub belly buttons.
Exactly. Let me tell you, this has been like ever since
my
I moved in.
My favorite is Lord of the G-string.
Hey,
nice.
I gotta say though, you would love coming over to our house because my roommates and I, we make it a nightly thing. We'll turn on Skinamax and we go to sleep to it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
We watch it. Well, and love the fake blowing.
All that.
let me get in her twat. let me suck his dick.
Sometimes, you know what though? Sometimes with the Skinamax, they're sometimes a little more intimate with
it. Oh yeah,
as
definitely.
To when you get straight to porn, it's right? Fucking
right. Because so you can definitely tell it's made a lot of the porn on there now, especially on Showtime. They had one similar last week to 50 Shades of Grey. I was like, oh, finally a porn that's related to BDSM.
Is this the one with the jewelry maker?
No. This one.
That was good. I fucking
oh
love that.
Oh my god!
One.
I forgot who was in it. It was like Confessions of Something, some woman.
It was the Seduction of Something.
Yes, the Seduction of Somebody. Yeah. And like he was like the Christian Grey, and she was graduating from like massage therapy class.
Like
something
every
weird.
I know.
Right? But it was sexy because they were really exploring. I'm like, oh, fuck yes. It's about damn time. All this 50 Shades of Grey bullshit going on.
You know what? Okay, but, are you going to break?
Yeah, we're going to break, and then we're, you know, we've been teasing the whole how to be submissive in bed. We're going to talk about the Your Tango issue versus my people right here, Indigo and Orpheus Black, dropping serious fucking knowledge. Yeah. Are we getting a little kinky now?
There you go.
Are we getting a little kinky for you now?
Yeah.
Are we warming up?
I got a book.
Okay, you give me that book, because I need to fill my iPad up a little bit more.
When we come back.
Ooh, Orpheus gave him that look like. When we come back,
my eye burning.
All right, this is Sapphire's Earplay on the one and only ChocolateRadio.net. You know what we do at the top of the hour? We go back to back with two songs that Chocolate Radio likes to break out. Irv, what's on that playlist tonight?
Let's see, we got Melanie Martinez and Carousel.
Hey, that's my jam. And what's our second song?
Can we get Pinky?
Be Kirby Mar.
You can't get Pinky again?
Oh, yeah.
Because I love that old boy.
I get Pinky in there.
You know what? Throw that old boy after the Carousel.
You know what? Since the old boy is so short, we'll play all three.
Fuck yes.
Nice.
Look at that rotation. We'll be right back. Don't nobody go nowhere. I know you guys are loving it. Shout out to everybody who is watching the show right now. I love you guys all. Mina Harker 63, thank you very much for watching. Groat Man TV, thank you. D Calloway, me love you. Jedi, love you back. Love you guys. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. We're taking that sexy break. Woo! Are you guys enjoying?
On a carousel, we go. Will I catch up to love? I can never tell. I don't know. Chasing after you is like a fairy tale. But I feel like I'm glued on tight to this carousel. Too slow.
this close. Almost, almost. We're a freak show.
Oh, we're back, everybody. Welcome back, Sapphire's Earplay. All my sexy earbuds, all my sexy motherfuckers out there, and all the newbies out there that are listening. You are listening to ChocolateRadio.net, Sapphire's Earplay. I got Orpheus and Indigo Black with me in studio. It's so nice to have you guys. I hope you're having a good time. I know Indigo's like looking at me like, oh, this girl is crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
Thank you.
I think you say, like, you do all these things and your sex is off the chain. And I think it's cute because I'm thinking, what could she possibly be doing? She all of, what, 21?
25. I know. I look so cute and innocent.
No, I don't think you're cute and innocent. I'm just sometimes wondering what you consider out there, if it's on my chart of out there.
You know, I think we both have different ways of out there. Like, I'm more, I like sex in public.
Okay.
I like
check.
Been there, done.
I like group sex. Haven't done it in a long time though, for a reason.
Check.
And I don't know, I like exploring. I really do like exploring different new things. Like, if there's a new sex toy out there, I want hands in on it. If people want to watch me in the privacy of my own home, then fucking watch me. If it was up to me, sex to me wouldn't be behind closed doors. Because if you think about it, in the mainstream world, it's already out there. I would have an open door policy. Not around my damn kids. But if my roommates were to ever see me fuck, I'd have the door wide open. I wouldn't care. Bust that shit open. I'm getting my sex on. Do I fall asleep to my roommates having sex? Yes. It's like lullaby to my ears. I love watching people fuck. I love people watching me fuck. I just like fucking.
I think it sounds like you claim your sexuality.
Yes.
You don't hide it and you don't see a reason to be
ashamed. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like the kinkiest of all kinky, because okay, I feel like I'm very vanilla.
You just like sex.
Yes.
And you don't mind.
She's 25, of course she should like sex.
But you know, there's some people at my age where they're like, oh, I don't talk about that. Like,
what? Well, a lot of people have been taught that sex is shameful.
Yes.
It is. You do it only if you need to.
Right.
You know, and you are. And still, some people truly believe still that you aren't supposed to enjoy it. It's only for a thing.
Yeah. I mean,
procreation.
Yes, for procreation.
And people
only
call me real because weird because I always tell people this. I'm not the average person that will say, oh, okay, there's sex with, like, there is sex with emotions, and then there's just plain sex. Me, myself, I mean, I waited until I was 23 to get in a relationship with anybody.
Okay.
I think you and I had talked about this behind.
Yeah.
Off.
Yes.
Off. And, you know, would I say that my sex life is normal compared to the average 20-year-old? Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, openly, I've slept with over 100 different partners, both male and female, in my years. By the time I was 21, I think I was up to like 115.
You know? Actually sat in cabinet?
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually like wrote this shit down.
Okay.
Wrote it down.
Oh, you were cataloging though.
Yeah.
You were radioing.
Yeah. Like, this was all like, because of the reason why I do the radio show now is because this was my diary.
Okay.
It became a diary, and it just kind of evolved.
There's a saying in one of my favorite movies. Was it Henry and June?
Benny and June? Benny.
No,
Henry and June.
Henry. It's with Henry Miller and Anise Nin.
Oh. Okay.
And the guy says abnormal pleasures kills the taste for normal ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of a truer statement.
It's true.
You know, and honestly, if I had it to do over again, I probably wouldn't have had as much sex or done as many things as possible. Because right now, it's like finding things that turn me on is really, really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's the one thing I say about exploring. It's like, first of all, take your time. Be within the context. I'm one of those people, like, if you're going to fuck with somebody that you like, don't just fuck with people, because there's a certain amount of trust in order to really explore, not fucking for fuck's sake. If you really want to explore, if you really want to go deep, you need to be able to trust that person and have the knowledge that he or she cares about you enough,
mm-hmm,
that if something goes wrong, they will be there with you to help you through it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's when you're talking about really getting out the sexual diaspora.
Yes.
You know, everything else is just marathon sex. You know, everything else is just fucking for fuck's sake. If you really want to explore, it really talks about getting outside of your conditioning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We've been conditioned to think sex is this thing. Now you've done it all. Now what? Now the only thing that's left is...
just
then they come see me.
Yeah. No, I agree with you because, I mean, a lot of my real exploring wasn't until I got into a relationship and I, you know, like Orpheus said, I felt comfortable doing certain things. Like, I didn't really know how dominant, how submissive I can be in the bedroom because I really didn't explore it. Was I just having sex to have sex at the time? Hell yes. It was college. You know, and some people might say, oh, she fucked a lot of people because she has sexual insecurities. She doesn't like herself. Maybe she was raped as a child, molested as a child. It has nothing to do with that.
But you know what? And even if it did, fuck them for even bringing it up.
But that's the thing. We live in a society. If you think about it, we live in a society that, okay, someone, you cannot be that sexually open without something fucked up happening in your life.
You know what I mean? I don't believe that. And I'll say this.
That people have, that's
no,
people
that's what say. I'm saying. People say, just like you hear the stereotype out there about, you know, BDSM and people who explore their fetishes. Oh, they must like pain because as a child, that's all they knew. Pain to them was love, and that was it. And that's all the love that they're and ever they're going to find.
Perpetuating their own agenda.
Yeah.
Because there's people who are natural. There's people who you can't, put under to get operations.
Right.
Because their body just works a certain way. There's people who don't get drunk.
Right.
There's people, you know what I mean? People's body work in different ways. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that psychologically, you know, you had something fucked up happen and now you've desensitized to the point of, I've heard all these fucking theories and they're all bullshit.
It is.
Because when you're in the dungeon and you're doing the work and you're actually dealing with that masochist or you're dealing with that person who needs the pain, who wants the pain, who requires the pain, everybody is different. You know, sometimes it's psychosexual. Sometimes it's psychological, sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it's completely physical, and then you get the rare jewel, which is the person who actually sexualizes pain. Everybody talks about, oh, I'm a masochist. You're not a masochist if you can tolerate pain, if you have a high pain tolerance. You're a masochist if the pain directly turns to pleasure or you sexualize it, it adds to your sexuality, right? These people are not fucked up. It's how their body works.
Right.
You know?
Just like, you know, when people, it brings it back to taboos, sexual taboos, for instance. And, you know, anal sex.
Love anal sex.
Okay. And see, you're a man. You are a male figure. You are a man's man. Okay. And you just said you like anal.
He likes giving.
Wait, giving.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no pegging for me.
Okay, so no pegging for you, but you like anal play. You like giving anal play.
Correct.
Okay. Now, there might be some men right now listening saying, well, this guy must be bisexual. No.
Because I like some booty from a girl.
Hey.
That was a crass way of saying it, but...
But why, you know, but there's people out there that have that theory. Like, if you like anal sex and you're a man... You have to be bisexual or you must have gay tendencies. Doesn't matter if you're fucking the chick in the ass
It's how they would feel.
Right.
Or maybe they might have those tendencies. And so to be manly, you have to, you know, say that someone else, you know, well, that means you like it. That's the whole thing. Like, oh, you're not gay if you just use your pinky, but if you use your thumb, then I mean, come on, it's
like that conversation.
It's so stupid.
Just like I tell my listeners and I tell people all the time, yes, there are men out there that like to be pegged by their wives. Pegging means being fucked in the ass with a substance, a dildo, or a vibrator. Okay.
There are people that like that. You know what?
That is their sexual device. If that's what gets them off, are they gay necessarily? No. Are they bisexual?
Wait, not necessarily. Okay, here. Like I was like the conversation she was saying, like the guy was like, you know, it's only gay, you know, it's not gay if it's your pinky, it's gay if it's your thumb. I say if it's gay if it's another man's finger.
There you go. Exactly. Because people just missing the whole
bi. I mean,
gay men do it because that's the only hole they have.
But you know what?
One of two.
Right. But if you think about it, that is the mindset, right, that are on people's minds all the time.
Makes it either the gay or the bisexual thing, yes, is when you engage in it with the same sex.
That brings it into the other taboo. You know, I'm a bisexual woman. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are people out there that are like, oh yeah, I'm bi. Have you had sexual relations and emotions with both sexes? No. Then how are you bisexual? If you cannot say, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, Indigo, but to me, if you connect and you physically like to receive pleasure from both sexes and are willing to participate,
right,
then you are considered bisexual. These girls who are growing up saying, oh, I'm bisexual, but I won't go down on a chick, I'll let her go down on me. that to me is you're bicurious, maybe.
I can't stand bicurious.
And I hate that word.
I hate bicurious.
I hate it too.
Bicurious means I will put up with you,
yes,
so that I can get to him.
Right.
And I don't need that kind of crap in my life. I need you to know who you are.
Thank you.
Own who you are. And I want you to be with me because you want to be with me. Not to be with me to get to him, because that's a whole different program. We can put you on that program. Right. Don't start signing up for shit you ain't going to do. Because when I am having sex with someone, I'm having sex with them. We are going to exchange. There's going to be some sweat, and you're going to have a good time.
Yes!
That's the kind of host that I am.
Yes!
You know, but I don't need you coming here with a lackadaisical attitude.
Thank
I don't
you.
Need that. And if in the middle, I no longer want to be doing this, we have a problem.
Yeah. I agree with you. Because, you know, they always say, oh, well, don't date a bisexual chick because they're going to be flip-floppy, you know. Who knows what they'll end up with? They're going to marry a guy and then they'll fucking cheat on you.
Well, like, see, I also don't do some people when they who are bisexual, it is because they have the capacity to love and have relationships with both sexes.
Right.
But they don't mix them.
Mm-hmm.
They're either in one type of relationship or in a different relationship.
Right. And that, unfortunately with me, I was in a one-sided relationship where I had to be exclusively with a woman. Did I want to experiment? Did I want to bring a man in my bedroom? Hell fucking yes. Was I allowed to? Hell fucking no.
But let me, because I'm trying to remember, because we only broke briefly,
right,
but the same person would have been fine if you had another sexual relationship with another woman.
Exactly. If I was to bring in a woman into the bedroom, like in a threesome, totally could happen.
Is that because they were not into men?
Yeah. Yes, she was a full blown lesbian.
And that goes the same for men too.
Yeah,
you know, some guys are like, no, you can't bring another dude here, but
because they're not right. Dude.
Yeah, you're looking at one.
And see, and that even like with their, you know, guys that I potentially wanted to pursue, same thing. Okay, I understand that you're bisexual, but I can't see you fucking another chick. Well, then that's not satisfying to my needs. Not my needs, but my wants. Like, well, yeah, I would like to bring, if, you know, whoever I end up with next, I would hope to God that they can respect my sexual boundaries.
So you want to bring both of them together?
Eventually,
at the same
time? I would love to bring, okay, you know, someone in my bedroom every once in a while.
That's me.
Yeah.
I have a man in my life.
Right.
Which, the way I happen to be made is I only have room for one penis. I'm totally good with that. And apparently, I have lots of space for vagina.
And you know what? I would be the same way.
Yeah, so
honey, I would be the same way. I'm going to have to high five you on that. Because if I get married to a man, his dick better sing every fucking time I open my mouth. Sing to me, baby, because we doing this every fucking night. And if there's a woman, if there's three women, if there's four women, hell, I'll take you all, because you can be my dessert. You can be my smoke break. Wow. You can be my drink break.
Well, I've said this. Depending on the type of cum,
mm-hmm,
depends on my recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was me masturbating, then I recover a different way. Mm-hmm. If you were performing the masturbation, you know, then that's different. So there's a different recovery from everything.
Right.
And generally, the things that happen between two women, I can recover very quickly from.
And
be ready to go again.
Exactly.
So a lot of times, having finishing for sure with this puts the exclamation in my sentence.
Yeah.
I can now stop, because otherwise we sometimes could be here all freaking day. It's like, I'm having a good time, you're having a good time, but
you need to
No, I've come.
Yeah.
I just recover very quickly.
She come over and over.
Are you a squirter?
I can be.
Okay.
It's not all the time,
mm-hmm.
because for a while I just got tired of, well, for a while we had two other squirters in our relationship.
Oh, and God.
That was getting, ridiculous.
Changing the damn bed.
Yes, in the process of that, I think I like pulled back.
I think I have a gift I need to give you next time I see you.
Chucks?
That sounds kinky.
Wow.
No, it's a splat mat.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a nice little blanket.
Oh.
And it's, you know, fuzzy and soft on the top.
Soft.
And then on the bottom, it's padded.
That is very nice.
Because, honey, I can't change my damn sheets. Okay, I feel like I'm going back to my college days where I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to take my laundry back to the parents' place. And heaven forbid if I bring the splat mat. Though they know I have that. They know all my sex toys. I don't want to explain every time, like...
Can I just say that we digressed out of the kinky, all the kinky shit that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
You know what? It's good, though.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just making sure. I'm just looking at the time.
I know we digress.
Okay,
I know we digress. Okay, so real quick, the submissive, because Orpheus just brought it back. And the reason why he's doing this, he's actually, you know, going to host the show. You and Indigo, right?
Yes.
Of course.
You guys have your first show this Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday afternoon. 3 p.m. right here. What is the name of the show?
The Orpheus Black Show.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yes.
Okay, 3 to 5, right?
Actually, I think it's 3 to 4.
3 to 4.
We're
going to
do
3
to 4 now, and then if Naomi likes it,
she's going to love it.
Okay. Start with an hour and then move from there.
Okay, I'm extremely excited. I know that's where I'll be on Sunday afternoon.
I hope you
I'm gonna have some mimosas and I'm gonna sit in front of my computer and say, I know them. Ooh, ow, I just got a tattoo and I should not have done that just now. Whew.
It's a dinker symbol.
No. Sankofa.
Sankofa.
Yes.
Never forget.
Yes. So for people that are wondering, like, what does my tattoo mean? So I don't know if I can twist it around. But yes, the Sankofa heart, I got it for two reasons. One, I'm in love with Janet Jackson, and one of my favorite albums of all time, and the symbol of the album of the Velvet Rope was the Sankofa heart. And in that whole album, it talked about sexual identity. It talked about race relations, identity in general, and just being able to look on your past to help you become the person that you are today. And that is... the saying of Sankofa is to look in the past, reflect on it, and move forward to be the person that you are today.
So Sankofa is not one of the Adinkra symbols?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, No, I think I didn't hear you correctly, but yes. It's African. It's part of the African diaspora, and yes, it definitely is.
We had an ex-wife, and that's what she had on her back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We try not to talk about
it. Oh, shit. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to cover this arm now. Okay. And I ironically share it on the same side as Janet. So, hello, soul sister. I'm
in love with Janet Jackson, too.
That's my wife.
No.
That's my wife.
Then we in a poly relationship.
Honey, we can be in a poly relationship with Janet because that is the wife.
Janet, if you're listening.
No, Janet, if you are listening. Okay.
Why y'all tripping? Because Janet at my house. Wait for me to fix.
Honey, don't make me get the iron. Mama, no!
We going good times.
That's a whole different kind of abuse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that is. But, okay, so real quick, your tango, How to Be Submissive in Bed.
Okay.
Okay, so they say, according to How to Be Submissive, you got to listen to your needs. If you want to be submissive, be submissive. To me, that did not explain shit. Okay?
You know what? I think what's being said is if that's what you're feeling, don't stop yourself from feeling
Now, how does a person know? If a person right now is listening and they're like, I can't tell if I'm dominant and I can't tell if I'm submissive. How can you tell a person, like, look, this is what you probably are?
I think that's a slippery slope. I think a person has to discover who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think in the best way is in the beginning not to immediately try to label. Try and figure out what feels right to you, what fits right, and then look to label afterwards. Because sometimes when someone is quick to label,
right
in the beginning, they might find that they have mislabeled. And now they feel trapped in this naming that no longer fits. But I think if you feel submissive, be submissive. So many people stop themselves from just being in the moment, feeling what it is. And if it is submission that you're feeling and that you're doing, let it go. Be that. It doesn't mean you are less than. It doesn't mean you are the weaker point of the duel. That's not what it means.
Man, y'all both looked at me, huh? You know what? I have a slightly different take on it. And I honestly think whoever you want to be or whoever sexually you need to be, that's who should manifest itself in the bedroom.
The bedroom, I think, is different.
Yeah, we have to separate the BDSM lifestyle from sexuality in this context when we're talking about just in the bedroom. Sexually, if you want to yield to your mate, if you want to be overpowered by him, what you have to do is not necessarily be passive, because if he's being passive at the same time, then you're just kind of sexually neutral. You have to say, here's the experience that I'm looking for this time. Here's what I feel I need. We don't have to get into why I feel I need it at this moment, but I need you to be able to satiate me in this way. And it's got to be safe. So let's talk about negotiate a safe word, a sound, a movement, a tapping, a gesture, if it becomes too much. But I need to feel I need to feel your power. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel powerless. I want to feel your masculinity. And I need to be in my femininity at that moment in time and have you over me and me accepting what it is that you want to do for me sexually.
Okay. I like that. And here's another thing, and we have all been saying this. It is normal, and this is on both playing fields. It is perfectly normal to want to be submissive and dominant. It's perfectly normal, correct?
I don't think when it comes to your sexuality, abnormal should be put on something.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like they said, we've been talking about, you know, how society views certain things in the world of sexuality
as right.
what's considered normal, what's considered the taboo.
No, to feel those wants or want them, it's not unnormal. Mm-hmm. It's just you might not know someone else who talks about that's how they feel.
But definitely. See, this is the person who is feeling abnormal about their sexuality is the person who needs to be able to explore their sexuality. Okay, that's why I talk about BDSM being psychosexual, because you need to get outside of the norms, the things that are regulating your mind. Mm-hmm. Look at it like a friend of mine has a great way of putting it. You look at your sexuality like a bookshelf. And from the time you were born, people start putting shit up on your bookshelf. Your mom thinks this, your dad thinks that, your religion thinks this. And it gives you all the shit that you will not need until you're 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and so on. But you're still using your childhood learnings to govern your sexuality. We have to bypass all that bullshit in order to figure out who you are, what you are, what you want, and what is going to satiate you at the end of the day. So it's very hard to play a game and figure that out. Because if it's really who you are, not just trying to spice it up, you know who you are and you're just going to do something different, wild and crazy. But if you're really going to explore who you are, you need to knock that damn shelf off, okay, and just say, we're going to start new. Mm-hmm. Here's who I am as a sexual being. Let's start. we probably should go to a station break.
All right, we're going to stay. I know, I need to reposition myself because I hate this.
I like all positions.
All right, we are going to come back. I know we didn't do my favorite segment, so we're going to save that until next week, but we are going to do the final climax, wrapping up our show tonight. And then, of course, the last and final part, which is, of course, the Sapphire Earplay list of the week, including some new music. All right, Irv, what's our song?
Diamonds in the Sky, J2.
Oh, I love that song.
I love that song,
too. All right, we'll be right back. Testicles, 1, 2, 3. Testicles, 1, 2, 3. All right, Sapphire's Earplay is back. We're on the home stretch. You know, time flies when you're having fun, and her request, I did tease to my special guests. We have Orpheus and Indigo Black in studio with me, and they are the new stars of the Orpheus Black Show on Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. for all you East Coast motherfuckers.
Right.
Okay, get your shit right. Just like I was saying earlier, get your shit right. I'm on 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Don't send me these emails and these messages. Well, Sapphire, I called. Nobody answered. Probably because I wasn't on the air.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
And if you're going to call in now, 661-312-8580.
Look at it. He's already taking over the show.
I'm not trying to take over the show. I just want to make sure if anybody wants to talk to us, it's 661-312-8580.
Maybe that's right. Using a wild wipes.
Seriously, speaking of wild wipes, everybody, we've been talking about it here at Chocolate Radio, and I will point to it in the camera. These are the wild wipes. This shit does work. It is for your use after, before and after. Might I say, the reason why I'm holding up two, this can be your before, and this can be your after. Okay.
Yeah, don't reuse them. Don't be cheap.
Yes. No, don't be cheap.
Whole box of them.
Don't like, oh, let me just rinse it off because it already has the same. No. Defeats the purpose.
Where could they get these wild wipes?
They can go to wildwipes.com. And if you do upon checkout, use the code chocolate. Use the promo code at wildwipes.com called chocolate. And you get free shipping. Okay. And it only starts at like $5.
Okay. I'm gonna sell it. Here's the best thing that you should do for wild wipes. Okay. If you are out at the club and you hook up with a chick and you finna go back to her house,
mm-hmm.
it's good to go in the bathroom, break out the wild wipes, and knock the sweat off your balls.
That's right. Because
you do not want to put salty balls in a woman's mouth. It's horrible. First of all, as black people, we already got high blood pressure. She don't need no added sodium in her life. So DC's in the meat before you go in there. You know what I'm saying?
And for all my ladies out there, for all my ladies that constantly do the whole, oh, let me just put my hands in between my thighs and or put them down my pants and go.
For real.
Seriously, wild wipe that shit.
Yeah, you can't be tasting like Lowry's seasoned salt.
No!
I feel like I'm licking the lid.
No! Okay, the whole point of good pussy is no taste at all.
Right.
Or it can taste a little sweet. If it tastes a little sour, you need to go check your diet. You need to be friends with your gyno. Okay? I'm friends with my gyno.
You know,
she listens to my show. And you know, she says, you have a beautiful vagina, Sapphire. I'll continue
listening.
Do you have
pictures?
Of my vagina?
Yes.
No.
If it's beautiful.
She was freaky.
I'll show you other pictures I've taken. I'm not.
No, I want to see those. I want to see if your gyno said the person who's
seen. She says I have a pretty pussy. I have a pretty vagina.
Well, let me see it.
I will show you after the show because I'm not trying to get in trouble now.
I know you got some on your phone.
I really don't.
Do is scroll to the left.
Everybody else's ass. I have people's dicks on here. I have people's boobies.
Okay.
I don't have my vagina on here.
Look
at that ass, though. Compared to Krista Cannon and I did a light and dark. I have a nice ass. That's a nice
booty. Krista Cannon, you got darker ass than you? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. She got black girl booty. She got black girl booty. No,
we'll come back. I have a nice body.
So, yes, everybody, wildwipes.com. Use the promo code wild wipes.
The wild, wild wipes.
Yes. We're going straight to the wild, wild wipes.
You know what? And that's how you know how young she is.
Right.
I was actually trying to sing
the Stevie Wonder. I wish.
But still, before that, it was Wild Wild West.
And I don't like Wild Wild West. Not by Kumo D. Oh, yeah, there is Kumo D version.
Yeah,
then there was Will Smith and fucking Cisco.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yes.
Alright, let's get back to it.
Wild Wipes. Chocolate. Okay, wildwipes.com promo code chocolate.
Okay,
so real quick, we're going to play one of my favorite games. It's called The Dirty List. You guys said that you're kinky. Y'all say you're freaky. Let's see how freaky and dirty y'all motherfuckers are.
Not very.
I'm just me.
You just you.
I just have experience.
Okay. I know people a lot freakier than me.
Now these are.
Let's see what we got.
These are some real sexual acts. Okay. These are some real sexual acts, and I'm gonna say the name, and you're gonna say what the possible sexual act it could be.
Okay.
We're going to start easy. All right. Some people call this beef curtains or beef drapes. What the hell are beef curtains?
Is that where they put the balls over your eyes?
No!
I have no freaking idea. I don't even know what that is.
Okay, that's... basically, if a woman has beef curtains, that means that her labia is a little...
See, this is colloquialisms. Yeah, I don't know if that's no colloquialisms.
Okay. What about this one? Whiskey dick, a.k.a. beer cock.
I know. First about of that. All, I know exactly.
Yeah, I know what that is. Fortunately, I haven't had that in my life.
That's good.
I don't know.
That's good.
We have gotten your drink on, and we're not going. But yeah, you can't really perform because it too is drunk.
Yes. The dick and I fucking hate that.
Drunk dick.
Okay, what do we call a blumpkin?
I know this I've one too, it, and it's nasty.
Okay, maybe I should use this on the in a sentence.
Okay,
she told me, "I want to give you a blumpkin, baby. Sit down on that golden throne, and let's do the blumpkin."
Is that where you poop on somebody?
There is a form of shit.
I don't know.
Oh,
go ahead.
I don't play. I don't play.
So basically, you take a shit and she sucks you off. As you're sitting on the toilet.
I couldn't.
Yo.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know what? If you could add some sports on the TV while that's happening, that might be the shit.
No pun intended. Fuck that shit.
Because I'm just saying, because I'm thinking like you're releasing, you're like relaxing. Plus getting that. Plus,
I don't know about you.
Plus watching like the Three Stooges or something, like Marathon or something.
Oh,
no.
Jeez,
Larry, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't gross to eat in there like a drink, like a Slurpee or something, like something that you love.
Oh, no.
While it's happening, I would feel like a god.
No.
I would feel like a straight god.
No.
I could totally see how you would feel like a god. What I'm saying? I mean, you are totally in control. All of this shit is...
I'm doing all the man stuff.
All the shit is out.
I'm doing every man thing you can possibly be doing at that moment without playing football at the same time.
That's true. You're getting you're taking a shit. You got a chick sucking your balls and sucking on your dick. And you're watching television.
Television. Come on, man. That's awful.
You don't have to leave the fucking toilet. She gonna wipe your ass afterwards, probably?
I think I would get a free... Like, if it was a video game, I'd get a free man right there. Like, I would level up.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you this right now. There is a bar, okay? Right. There is a bar back east. This was on Bar Rescue. And this is why I hate sometimes being a woman.
Okay.
These motherfucking men can go pee-pee and play a game. Okay, as they're peeing.
Nice.
Okay, their penis pisses out and acts like a hose to put out the fire.
Nice.
It's a video game for the urinal.
I want to do it now.
That is bullshit.
I would save it up.
Yeah, it's for when you have.
That is bullshit.
Beers and you in there for a while.
Oh, let me try to piss on the dog. Oh, let me take out the trash. I'm sorry. I would like to think that the level of guy that I have in my life generally isn't the guy who's playing that game.
You would like to think
but
that.
I must say, if it was available in my restroom,
yes.
I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, women.
It starts as soon as you walk to the urinal. It comes on.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And then I got you.
You put out the fire. Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? It sounds like good, clean fun.
I'm pissed because why can't us women have something like that in the bathroom? Well,
so let's combine. Wait. Let's combine the Blumpkin and the TV and just add a video game portion to this.
Okay.
That would be fucking great.
Okay. There's somebody out there listening right now that's going to probably say, you know what? We're going to create the Blumpkin machine.
With the warming seat.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's done. Right, we're done. Okay. Here's another one. Donkey punch.
Know what a donkey punch.
Yeah, I know.
Where you punch her in the head right when she comes.
Yep.
That also called 5 to 10 in 9 states.
Oh, Ooh, okay, we're gonna get a little harder now.
That's what he said.
Let's see.
Donkey punch. I never heard that.
Here we go.
Wow, that's funny.
That's
Thumalingus.
Thumalingus?
Thumb. F-U-M. Ilingus.
I've never heard
Thumalingus.
Of that. Thumalingus.
Like is that grow out of your big toe.
It's when a man or a woman performs cunnilingus or fellatio on. Oh, wait, sorry. It's only with cunnilingus. Sorry. So when a man or a woman performs cunnilingus on a woman. And she farts directly in his or her face.
That's called an accident.
I'm sorry.
Oh, do you bad. Love me enough to continue?
I have to admit, I may have farted once or twice.
Unfortunately, yeah. This happened.
Well, it's gross. I would actually take that as a compliment. Like she
you say, like, baby, you took my breath away. I had to fart.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if I'm going so good, like, the debate is whether to get up and go to the bathroom and fart versus keeping it going, and she just let it go. Like, that's embarrassing shit. Like, you gonna, I mean, come on, is she gonna fart in my face?
Well, that's, sometimes I mean, you have contractions.
Yes.
Bodily functions happen most times at the most inopportune time.
That's true.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I don't even think a woman should be embarrassed.
Don't
just like just sit there and be gross and just whap like in front of the face.
No, move it. Move like you know, act, you know.
But what I'm saying is, if it comes down to it, like it's that good that you just go ahead and because I don't want to stop. I'd rather you arrive where you're gonna be. Versus it's not good and I could take a pause right here. Like this is a good time to pause for a station break. You know, time out and I'm gonna go use the bathroom. You not doing something right. I want her to feel conflicted.
She's like, listen to this song while I go to the restaurant.
Oh, God.
Man, I'm telling you, I go hard in the pain for it. If it comes down to getting the woman where she gotta go and we right there, I'm gonna do what it take.
Okay.
I would have to say that's one of my favorite things about you.
Thank you, baby.
He's just real and honest. I like that. That's mm-hmm. a good dynamic. People, take note. Okay, here's the last one. Okay. It's real fucked up, I gotta say.
If it's gross, don't gross me out.
Yeah, I don't do gross. That's just nasty.
Because I can see your little 25-year-old rented sleepy ass.
Okay. All right. Leave-in conditioner.
Oh, where you combing her hair?
Yes. After she refuses to swallow the evidence, you just...
Also called a something about Mary.
Yes. Now, okay, if a man ever... Actually, a man has accidentally shot... I don't like cum. I don't like man cum. Man just... I'm just like, oh, don't. And so I was like, okay, you can come on my chest. And he's like, okay, I'm going to aim for it. So he aims, and he gets my chin, he gets my hair, he gets my ear.
He did that
ear.
Shit on purpose.
Yes!
Is he holding his shit, or he just...
Like, I don't think he was aiming.
He's like, ah!
He
said hello to my little friend.
I was so mad. I was just like, ah!
He had to get past the mounds of Sheba.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
These babies are not that big.
Okay.
It's the bra that's deceiving you.
I don't believe you.
It's bigger than your chin.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, it's not a push-up bra. I can tell you that right
somebody
now.
Somebody shot past those joints. Okay, over your neck, and I'm quite sure you were talking at the time because it don't look like you stopped.
No, I wasn't talking. I was just like, okay.
And then it goes up across your face, and you didn't even like. You.
I didn't
like,
realize. It was mostly like, you know, slow motion. It was just like.
That dude is spry. If he's shooting like that's a good foot and a half. That's spry. That dude is young.
I was mad. And you fucked up my nice silver sheets.
Yeah.
My 50 grays of shade.
Grays of shade.
Gray and shades of gray.
Damn.
Sheets.
And this is why we don't let her have martinis.
I'm so mad. All right. Well, you guys are dirty. I'll give you guys that.
Okay.
You guys got some of them all right.
All right.
Those are not whether or not I'm dirt. Well, maybe I'm not.
Yeah, because that's not necessarily
that's
what
not
I'm
dirty.
Into. That's not what I'm into.
That's not what I'm into.
But if it, the game system with the Blumpkin, you know, you had me.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying I was just going over the possibilities of the Blumpkin. And I'm just saying, I'm trying to fathom that in my head, and I think that's just too
just
much.
Thinking ways of making a Blumpkin better.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Jesus. I was trying to enhance
you wanna make a Blumpkin better? Don't take a shit. How about that? Don't have me sitting on the toilet, or have you sit on the toilet and me on your knees. And
you know what? And if you had, if you had a dude's house, you know you're gonna be like right in the drip zone.
Oh
and
yeah,
you're gonna be right there on the floor, right where
that's
the drip
nasty.
Zone, that little yellow patch.
Yes.
Right
there. Nasty. You know what, men? Except women too.
Get some Clorox wipes.
Right. Invest in that shit.
Look. You've drank too much and been in that same position, stooped over the urinal. You act like you ain't never thrown up in urinal.
Actually, no.
You've never?
No.
Well, you haven't partied then.
No, I've partied. But you know what? I make it to the bathroom, and I will just go directly to that toilet, and I'll puke. Have I had my sloppy moments? Hell fucking yes.
You've never been kneeling in front of the bowl?
No, I have.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You're in the same position.
But you said urinal. I've never thrown up in a urinal. I've never been that drunk. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you a real quick story.
Oh, my God. This is going to make my stomach hurt.
Yes, it is. I was at a strip club. This is my second strip joint ever. No, third strip club in my life. Not too long ago. It's a very famous nice strip club. I would say nice. I'm going to be nice about it. But I go to the bathroom. Oh, no, it's not that one. But I needed to go to the bathroom really bad. And one toilet was filled with vomit. The other toilet was filled with piss with a side of shit all on the wall, all on the floor. It looked like the stripper done had a running.
My stomach hurts. Oh my God. I can't believe we're having this conversation.
After that, I was like, I'm never going to a strip club again. And I was like, sir, I really need to go to the bathroom. You better let me in that fucking men's bathroom right the
Indy,
fuck now.
Indy, yeah. This is the Ren and Stimpy generation. That's why she's the wow.
No, everybody knows Sapphire
will
take it
there. And that's disgusting.
No, I am a lady, and I was just like,
I'm not
are
a lady
you
in that story.
Kidding me?
You know what?
I was like, please don't let it be the stripper I had.
This was a female stripper.
Yes.
Okay, so let me tell you, that problem is with the strippers.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Because dudes aren't in that bathroom.
No, it's
and
the
not that
women.
Mean, and that is the stripper.
That is
disgusting.
The stripper. That's why I'm like, please don't let me walk out and find there's shit on my pants because a stripper done shat her pants.
That is disgusting.
Like, how did you fucking miss the toilet bowl?
And
toilet bowl's right here.
And that chick is grinding on somebody.
Yes! You are going home with human shit.
Okay.
I'd rather deal with period blood. All right,
can we not? This is going too far. I digress. Please, you won. I'm already, my stomach is hurting.
He's like, please, no more.
I thought we were going to talk about kinky, and it just went all.
It went from kinky
two
to
strippers,
freaky.
One cup.
Oh, man.
Can we stop?
Okay.
Please.
All right, so real quick on Sapphire's Ear playlist of the week. This is where I give you your sex playlist of the week, everybody.
Ooh,
there's
yeah.
been lots of new music, and I have to say, it's been a good week for music for me. So I'm going to first tell you. You gotta check out my peoples, and I love these peoples to death. It's a rock band in this moment. If you like screamo rock, if you like metal, if you like punk, if you like, I don't give a fuck, it's a good workout and a good fuck session. I need you guys to go and hop on in next Tuesday in this moment's release of Black Widow. It's their second album. It's amazing, it's sexy, it's raunchy as hell, and I just love it when a woman is behind that mic fucking screaming her head off mid orgasm. I love that shit. Another album that you guys need to check out is Azalea Banks. Yes, the Azalea Banks, not Iggy Azalea, but Azalea Banks finally decided to release her solo album, and it's called Broke with Expensive Taste. If you like that Chicago bop, if you like that New York hip hop kind of like infusion, if you like voguing, this is the playlist for you. Also, my boys Foo Fighters, Sonic Highways, another one, it's very, very good. And one that surprised the shit out of me, I'm not a big fan of the Jonas Brothers, never have been, but I do have to say, shout out to Nick Jonas, excuse me, you just come out and you all sexy. And we're wrapping it up. Irv is giving me that look like it's time to go the fuck home. So I want everybody right now to check him out. Also, shout out to my personal friend, Tiana Taylor, for your new album, VII. I believe that's seven.
That's seven in Roman numerals.
Seven in Roman numerals.
Not Vi.
Vi. But seven in Roman numerals. Congratulations on your debut album. It is definitely worth it. And I have to say thank you, Orpheus. Thank you, Indigo.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you. Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. Please tune in right here, chocolateradio.net. Look for the show on Live 365 on chocolateradio.net. They will be doing their thing, the Orpheus Black Show. And where can they find you guys on social media?
Make sure you go to Ask Orpheus on Blogger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can also go to Orpheus Black on Facebook, Orpheus Black on FetLife. Or you can just Google anything that has to do Orpheus Black and BDSM, and you'll find me all over the place. Don't forget to come out to Stockroom University Saturday, 3 p.m. It's only $10. It's almost sold out. It's going to be a great class. Make sure you come out and see the darker side of sexuality with Fireplay and Bondage.
Woo! Awesome.
Burn them up.
Fire. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
And next week, we're bringing back a fan favorite because, you know, he talks so much shit, he had to come back. We're bringing back Mr. Derek Pierce.
Oh, here we go.
Derek Pierce. I know that name.
Yes, you do.
From where?
He does porn.
Oh.
I wonder if you guys work together. He's done a lot of stuff, dominant stuff, a lot of stuff. But yes, he's coming back next Monday. Derek Pierce will be in the building next Monday right here, chocolateradio.net, Sapphire's Earplay. You know how we do. Every Monday night, you can catch me. Please follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. If you must try to add me on Facebook, it's Megan, MEHGANSAPPHIRE, Megan Sapphire. So Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, at Ms. Radio Sapphire. If you need to email us, email me at sapphiresearplay@chocolateradio.net or sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. Whatever fits your fancy, whatever's easier for you. Remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next week. Bye.
I would like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Come and rock with your boy. Ready. Hey, man, I just want to just talk to y'all for a minute, man. I ain't gonna take too much of your time.
Not much.
Give me y'all though. Real life. I bet you probably thought I'd rap about ice, or how it's shining in my chain like the stars at night. Oh nah, you probably thought I'd rap about money and cars, but no, this real life when I'm spitting these bars. See, I'm really in the field, that's why I can't chill. It's like soon as I pay one, then here comes another bill. Check after check, going to the circuit court. Baby mama mad, knocking on the door with child support. Slim, I'm stressed out, I said I'm stressed out. Tired of making wrong turns, trying to find the best. I don't fuck with niggas, all these suckers two-faced it. They'd rather see me dead or in jail before I make it. My shoulders carry tons, so I feel you if you stress. This song for people working hard who car got repossessed. You gotta get it your way, and I'ma get it mine. They got me on the streets again, I'm back up on my grind. We in the struggle, barely getting by. Even with a 9-to-5, it's still hard to survive.
So I'm right back on these streets again. They got me on these streets again.
Tell me,
who gon' pay these bills?
Tell me,
who gon' keep these kids?
Tell me,
who gon' make a way?
It is what it is.
So I'm right back on these streets again. They got me on these streets again.
Hey, young. Trying to stack that bridge taller than the monument. Not only am I determined, I'm self-confident. I feel like I could turn a drop of water to an ocean. If we at a standstill, I could put the play in motion. They want to make it hard for me. Fill out these applications, but it ain't no jobs for me. But then they tell me all we gotta do is stay focused. But who gon' stop the state troopers with that eviction notice? So now I'm back to these streets, fuck what you heard. Stop the scratch, trying to turn a crumb into a bird. My mind frame is straight, money
every time I sell it. To get my cash up, then I can fix this bad credit. I need my next girl to be a brand new Ferrari. Or that Bugatti, I ain't had to join Illuminati. I try to stay away, but the streets keep calling. I'm tired of wiping mama's tears, and it's clear that I'm here and I ain't falling. We in the struggle, barely getting by. Even with a 9 to 5, I'm still heartless.